Welcome to the 575 Deep Dive Podcast, where AI meets business management. I'm Joe Luna, and every week, your favorite AI hosts dive into the tools, strategies, and stories that help content creators and small business owners thrive in the digital age. So whether you're looking to grow your online presence, monetize your passions, or connect with your audience, this is the place to be. So grab your coffee, settle in, and let's explore how to take your business to the next level with a little creativity and a whole lot of innovation. This is the 575 Deep Dive Podcast. Let's get started.
Hey everyone, welcome back. Today we're diving deep on how AI can streamline your business. You know, make things actually run smoother.
Sounds right up our alley.
We're looking at an excerpt from Streamlining Business with AI-Driven Automation. It's by Joe Luna. He's the founder of 575, this consultancy.
Ah, 575. I've heard good things.
Yeah, and what's cool is he's not just hyping up AI. It's about picking the right kind of automation for what you need.
Practical stuff. That's what people want.
Exactly. Like, think real estate, law firms, those industries buried in tasks AI could handle.
Oh, yeah. Those are prime examples. Mm-hmm. It's interesting. Joe really hones in on time being like our most valuable resource.
Makes sense. We can't make more of it.
Right. But instead of just listing things we can automate, maybe we should look at why AI is a good fit for them. Like, take lead generation.
Okay. Yeah. In the guide, Joe talks about a real estate website, right? It could automatically email potential clients after they've been browsing properties. Mm-hmm. But, and maybe this is obvious, but what makes that better than just like a human doing it?
It's all about speed and being personal. But at a scale, humans can't manage. Imagine someone's up at 2 a.m. looking at houses online.
Happens all the time, right?
A human can't instantly reply. But an AI can, giving them details on that property, maybe even suggesting others based on what they've been clicking on.
So it's not just doing the task. It's doing it in a way we couldn't otherwise.
Yeah.
Is that the same for other areas like customer communication? Those are always a pain point.
Oh, absolutely. Think about those frustrating messages like, we'll get back to you in 24 hours. Ugh. An AI chatbot can answer basic questions right away, even if it's 3 a.m.
No more waiting around.
It's not replacing humans for the complicated stuff, but it handles those easy questions so efficiently.
Okay, that makes sense for those specific examples. But Joe also mentions like task and workflow automation. Is that the same idea, just broader?
Exactly. It's about finding any process where there are like clear steps, especially if it's lots of data entry or making different systems talk to each other.
I feel like half my job is just that sometimes.
Right. But imagine the data flowing smoothly. Appointments auto-scheduled, reminders going out, all that mental space freed up for the stuff we humans are good at.
So less robots taking our jobs, more robots doing the boring bits so we can do our jobs better.
You got it. It's a partnership, human smarts, and AI capability. Content and marketing is another good example. Scheduling social media, making those reports, consistency is key there.
And I guess that lets you focus on like strategy, the creative side, once the grunt work's done. But this makes me wonder, if AI is good with data, could it even help with the creative parts of marketing?
That's where it gets really interesting. Some AI tools can already help come up with ideas or even like draft the actual copy, but it's early days still.
I can see that taking off though.
The real power is when you mix AI's data crunching with human intuition and experience.
So AI is a tool to boost our creativity, not replace it. But this all sounds super high tech. What about businesses that aren't ready for full-blown AI solutions? Is there a place for them in this automation world?
Absolutely. In fact, Joe really emphasizes that not everything needs cutting-edge AI. Sometimes simple process optimization is enough.
So just making things run smoother, even without robots.
Exactly. He talks about his company, 575, offering different levels of automation depending on what the client needs.
So not one size fits all. They figure out what you actually need, whether that's streamlining what you already have or, you know, bringing in the big AI guns.
You got it. Matching the solution to the actual problem, not just following the hype. Sometimes a small change to how you work can be way more impactful than the newest AI tool.
Okay, so we've got this whole range of automation possibilities, from simple tweaks to those complex AI systems. But with all these options, where do we even begin?
That's where things get really interesting. It's about taking a step back, looking at your business with a critical eye. What are your biggest bottlenecks? You know, what tasks are draining you, stopping you from focusing on what matters?
Sounds like a bit of soul searching for your business.
Exactly. And that's where understanding the different types of automation comes in. In the guide, Joe dives into two specific industries, real estate, and law.
Oh, yeah, you mentioned those.
They're great examples because they're traditionally very manual but ripe for, like, disruption by these tools.
So by seeing how they're using AI, we can get ideas for our own businesses, even if we're in a totally different field.
Precisely. Let's start with real estate. Imagine you're an agent juggling tons of clients, showings, offers. It's constant, right?
I can only imagine the paperwork and back and forth.
Right. Now picture this. A new lead comes in through your website at like 10 p.m. An AI system instantly sends them a personalized email, property details, maybe even schedules a viewing based on your calendar.
Whoa, so even while you're sleeping, the system is working, keeping those leads warm. That's incredible.
It's not just saving you time, it's also giving your clients a seamless, responsive experience. They're happy, you can focus on the big stuff like closing deals.
Okay, that makes total sense for real estate. But what about, like, law?
Mm.
Seems like a lot of legal work needs human judgment, expertise. How does AI fit in there?
That's a great question, and it all comes down to understanding the different types of AI. While some areas of law definitely need complex human reasoning.
Right. AI can't argue a case in court yet.
Not yet. But there are also lots of tasks that are perfect for automation.
So it's not about replacing lawyers entirely, but finding those specific tasks where AI can be like a superpower.
Exactly. Think about client intake, for example. Instead of manually gathering information, scheduling those initial consultations, sending out welcome packets, an AI system could handle all that smoothly.
Oh, that frees up so much time for paralegals and staff.
Right. And it's not just efficiency. It also reduces errors, helps ensure compliance. AI can make sure all the necessary info is there, documents are filled out perfectly.
Like a super meticulous assistant, double-checking everything, no cracks for things to fall through. I can see how that would be a huge relief for lawyers who are already juggling so much.
Yeah.
And then there's the power of document automation. Legal documents often have a lot of repetitive language, standardized clauses. AI can generate these documents in seconds, all the details filled in accurately.
Wow, no more spending hours drafting and redrafting contracts or wills. That's game-changing.
It frees lawyers up to focus on the strategy, interpretation, the parts that truly require human judgment.
This is really painting a picture of the future of work, where AI handles the routine and we can focus on the things that make us uniquely human.
Exactly. But there's another area where AI is making waves in law, legal chatbots.
Now, this is where I'm really curious. How can a chatbot possibly give legal advice?
Well, it's important to remember they're not replacing lawyers. They're more like a first line of support, answering common questions, helping clients navigate the initial steps.
So like a 24/7 legal assistant, handling those basic inquiries so the lawyers can focus on the complex cases.
You got it. Think about those common questions clients have, like, what are the steps in filing for divorce? Or how do I fight this parking ticket? A chatbot can give accurate, up-to-date info on that stuff, taking some pressure off legal staff.
It makes the legal system a bit less intimidating, too, if you can get those easy questions answered right away.
Exactly. And it can improve efficiency and even reduce costs. By handling these routine inquiries, firms can serve more clients, use their resources better.
Makes sense. We've seen how AI can change how real estate agents and lawyers work, but I'm wondering about the bigger picture. Are these principles relevant to other industries as well?
Absolutely. The cool thing about automation is that it's not tied to any one industry. The key is finding those tasks that are repetitive, rule-based, the things a system can handle better.
So looking beyond the specific examples to the underlying principles and then applying those to different fields.
Exactly. And that's where Joe's insight about custom solutions is so important. He says automation should fit the business, not the other way around.
Meaning, you shouldn't just blindly implement the newest tech. You got to analyze your workflows first. Figure out where automation will actually make a difference.
You nailed it. And that's where a company like 575 can be so valuable. They don't just sell software. They work with you to figure out what you need and design a solution that actually fits your workflow.
So it's like having a consultant and a tech expert all rolled into one.
Precisely. They bridge the gap between your business goals and what technology can actually do.
Okay, so let's say you've done that soul searching. You know what tasks to automate. You've even found a company to help you implement it all. What's next?
The next step is to embrace continuous improvement. Automation isn't a one-time thing. It's ongoing. You're always refining your workflows, testing new tools, adapting as things change.
So it's a journey, not a destination.
Perfectly put. And the exciting part is, as technology keeps evolving, the possibilities for automation will only get bigger.
That's both exciting and a little scary. It feels like we're on the edge of a major shift in how we work.
We are. The future of work isn't about being replaced by robots. It's about using technology to free ourselves from those tedious tasks so we can focus on what truly matters. Creativity, problem solving, building relationships.
I like that. It's not about losing our jobs to machines. It's about using machines to make our jobs better.
You got it. And the key is to approach all this with a sense of curiosity, a willingness to learn. The more we understand about automation, the more we can shape the future of work to our advantage.
So as we wrap up this part of our deep dive, I want to leave our listener with a question to think about. What's one task in your work or personal life you wish you could automate right now?
It's a great question to ask. And remember, the answer might not be some complex AI solution. Maybe it's just finding a better way to organize your email, delegate a task, or try a new tool that helps you manage your time.
The point is to start somewhere, take action, and see how even small changes can lead to big improvements.
Exactly. Who knows? That one little change might kickstart a much larger transformation in how you work and live. You know, it's pretty amazing to think about how much potential there is for us to, like, reclaim our time and energy and really focus on the things that matter. But I'm curious, what's resonated most with you from Joe's insights so far?
That's a good question. I think, honestly, it's that shift in mindset he talks about. Seeing AI not as this big scary thing, but as a tool that can help us be even better at what we do as humans. But I do wonder, you know, for someone listening who's maybe a little intimidated by all this, where do they even start?
Well, Joe actually offers a really helpful framework in the guide. He talks about starting with a thorough analysis of your existing workflows. It's not about just jumping on the latest AI trend. It's about getting a clear picture of, like, where your own bottlenecks are.
So kind of like a business audit, but focused on where time and energy are being wasted.
Exactly. And this is where it gets interesting. Joe breaks down automation into these different levels, starting with what he calls simple process optimization. And this might not even involve AI at all. It could just be streamlining how things are currently done.
That's a relief to hear. Sometimes it feels like you need to go all in on AI to see any benefits. But are there, like, specific examples, this low-tech automation that Joe mentions?
Absolutely. He talks about this law firm that was struggling with client intake. They had this clunky paper-based system. Information was getting lost. It was a mess. Instead of implementing some fancy AI, they just digitized the whole process.
So just moving from paper to digital was enough to make a significant difference.
It was huge. Suddenly, information flowed smoothly, client onboarding was faster, and they could track everything electronically. And here's the key. It freed up the paralegals to focus on higher value tasks, the things that required their legal expertise.
It's a good reminder that sometimes the simplest solutions are the most effective. But what about those situations where you do need the power of AI? Joe talks about that too, right?
He does. He calls it AI-powered automation. And it's for those more complex tasks, the ones that involve things like data analysis, pattern recognition, or decision making. And this is where things get really exciting.
Okay, so we've got this spectrum of automation options, from simple tweaks to sophisticated AI systems.
Yeah.
But how do you know which level is right for a particular business or task?
That's where Joe's company, 575, comes in. They don't just sell you a piece of software. They take a more consultative approach. They analyze your workflows, identify the pain points, and then recommend the most appropriate level of automation.
It's like having a custom-tailored solution instead of trying to force yourself into a one-size-fits-all box.
Exactly. And that's what's so exciting about this field. There's this incredible potential to create systems that are perfectly aligned with your unique needs and goals.
It makes me think about how, in the past, technology often felt like it was dictating how we had to work. But now it feels like we're gaining more control, using technology to shape work to fit our lives rather than the other way around.
That's a really insightful point. And it speaks to the bigger picture of what Joe's trying to achieve with his work. It's not just about automating tasks. It's about empowering people to work smarter, not harder.
It's about reclaiming our time and energy so we can focus on the things that bring us joy and fulfillment, both in our work and personal lives. But I do have a question. With all this talk about automation and efficiency, do you ever worry about the human element getting lost?
It's a valid concern, and it's something Joe addresses directly in the guide. He emphasizes that while AI is a powerful tool, it's not a replacement for human judgment, creativity, or empathy.
So it's not about becoming robots ourselves, but about finding that balance where technology enhances our human capabilities.
Exactly. And this is where the idea of continuous improvement comes in. As we implement automation solutions, it's crucial to constantly evaluate their impact, not just on efficiency, but also on the overall quality of work and the well-being of the people involved.
It's about making sure that automation serves us, not the other way around. But that raises another question. What about the people whose jobs are directly affected by automation? How do we navigate that transition?
That's a crucial societal question, and it's one that Joe doesn't shy away from in the guide. He acknowledges that automation will inevitably lead to some job displacement, but he also emphasizes that it will create new opportunities, requiring different skill sets and expertise.
So it's not just about automating existing jobs out of existence, but about preparing for the jobs of the future that this technology will create.
Exactly. And this is where education and reskilling become paramount. We need to equip people with the skills they need to thrive in this evolving landscape, focusing on areas that require uniquely human capabilities, like critical thinking, problem solving, and creativity.
It's about recognizing that the future of work isn't a binary choice between humans and machines. It's about finding that synergy where we leverage the strengths of both to create a more efficient, fulfilling, and equitable world of work.
I think that beautifully captures the essence of what Joe's trying to convey in the guide. It's about seeing automation not as an end in itself, but as a means to a greater end, a way to unlock human potential and create a future where work is more meaningful and rewarding for everyone.
I love that framing. But I'm curious, as we think about this future of work, what are some of the specific skills or qualities that you think will be most valuable in an increasingly automated world?
That's a great question, and I think it's something worth pondering for anyone listening. Certainly, adaptability and a willingness to learn new skills will be crucial. The pace of technological change is only accelerating, so the ability to embrace new tools and ways of working will be essential.
It's almost like unlearning becomes as important as learning in this environment. But what about those uniquely human qualities that you mentioned earlier? How do those fit into the equation?
Those will be more valuable than ever. As machines take on more of those routine tasks, the ability to think critically, solve those complex problems, and come up with creative solutions will become increasingly sought after.
So it's not just about technical skills, but also about those soft skills that are often harder to automate, like communication, collaboration, and empathy.
Exactly. And I think this is where the real opportunity lies. As we free ourselves from the drudgery of those routine tasks, we have the potential to unleash this wave of human creativity and innovation that could transform every aspect of our lives.
That's a really inspiring thought. But I do wonder, with all this potential, are there any potential downsides or risks that we need to be mindful of as we embrace automation?
It's an important question, and I think it's crucial that we have these conversations as we navigate this new landscape. One potential risk is that if we're not careful, automation could exacerbate existing inequalities.
You're talking about the potential for job displacement and the need to ensure that everyone benefits from these technological advances, not just a select few.
Exactly. It's crucial that we implement automation in a way that's equitable and inclusive, creating opportunities for everyone to participate in this new economy.
So it's not just about the technology itself, but about the values and principles that guide its development and implementation.
Precisely. And that's why it's so important to have diverse voices at the table representing different perspectives and making sure that automation is used to create a better future for all, not just a privileged few.
That's a powerful reminder that technology is only as good as the intentions behind it. But I'm curious, as we talk about these potential risks, are there any specific safeguards or ethical considerations that we should be prioritizing as we move forward?
That's another excellent question. One key area is transparency. As AI systems become more complex and integrated into our lives, it's crucial that we understand how they work, what data they're using to make decisions.
So it's about like lifting the hood, so to speak, making sure these systems are accountable and operating in a way that aligns with our values.
Exactly. And this ties into the issue of bias. AI systems are trained on data. And if that data is biased, the system will reflect those biases in its decisions.
That's a scary thought. So how do we mitigate that risk and ensure that these systems are fair and impartial?
It's a multifaceted challenge, but one key step is to ensure that the data used to train AI systems is diverse and representative of the population as a whole.
So it's about making sure that the algorithms that are shaping our world are actually reflective of the world we want to live in.
Exactly. And that requires ongoing vigilance, a commitment to ethical principles throughout the entire development and deployment process. It's not something we can just set and forget.
It's about constantly questioning, evaluating, and refining these systems to ensure they're serving humanity in the best possible way.
Precisely. And this is where the role of human judgment and oversight becomes even more crucial. We need to be actively involved in shaping how these technologies are developed and used, making sure they enhance our lives, not diminish them.
That's a really important point to emphasize. It's easy to get caught up in the excitement of the technology, but we can't forget that ultimately, we're the ones in control. We have the power to shape this future, and it's our responsibility to do so in a way that benefits everyone.
I couldn't agree more. It's a future full of possibilities, both exciting and daunting. But by embracing a mindset of continuous learning, ethical awareness, and a deep commitment to human values, I believe we can navigate this transition and create a world where technology empowers us to achieve our full potential.
That's a powerful and hopeful vision to leave our listeners with. But before we wrap up, I do want to touch on one final point that Joe brings up in the guide. The importance of finding the right partners in this journey of automation.
That's a crucial point. As we've discussed, automation isn't a one-size-fits-all solution. It requires careful planning, implementation, and ongoing support. And that's where finding the right partners can make all the difference.
So it's not just about buying the latest software, but about finding a company that understands your unique needs and can guide you through the process.
Exactly. And that's what sets a company like 575 apart. They don't just sell you a product, they become an extension of your team, working alongside you to achieve your goals.
It's about finding a partner who shares your vision and is committed to your success, not just their own bottom line.
Precisely. And that's where the human element comes full circle. Even in this increasingly automated world, relationships matter. Finding the right partners, building trust, and collaborating effectively will be crucial to navigating this transition successfully.
That's a great note to end on. It's a reminder that even as technology advances, the human element remains at the heart of everything we do.
I think that's a perfect segue to our final thought for our listeners. As you contemplate all that we've discussed today, I encourage you to ask yourself, what is one step you can take this week to start streamlining your own work or personal life?
It doesn't have to be some grand AI-powered solution. It could be as simple as setting up an automated email filter, delegating a task, or finding a new tool that helps you manage your time more effectively.
The point is to take action, however small, and start experiencing the benefits of a more streamlined and efficient workflow. Who knows, that one small step could be the catalyst for a much larger transformation.
Yeah, that's a great challenge. One step this week. It feels doable, you know. But it could also lead to something bigger, like you said. It kind of reminds me of something we talked about before, this whole idea that automation isn't just about the tech itself. It's about a shift in how we think.
Oh, absolutely. It's being open to doing things differently, questioning those old assumptions, always looking for ways to improve. And that mindset, that curiosity, is what will let us really unlock the potential of AI and shape the future of work, you know, in a way that benefits everybody.
It's almost like we need to approach this with that same kind of, I don't know, playfulness we had as kids, like trying new things, not being scared to mess up, seeing every challenge as a chance to learn and grow.
I love that analogy. It is about getting back to that sense of wonder, of possibility, seeing automation not as the scary thing, but as a chance to redefine what work even means, to create a world where we can all do our best, most fulfilling work.
And in that world, maybe work doesn't even feel like work anymore.
Yeah.
Maybe it becomes more a part of our lives, more aligned with what we're passionate about, you know, more about creating value, both for ourselves and the people around us.
That's a beautiful vision, and I think it's worth fighting for. And the really exciting thing is we're not just sitting on the sidelines watching this happen. We get to shape this future, demand that tech serves us, and create a world where work brings joy, purpose, and fulfillment to everyone.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave our listeners with one last thought. It's not just about automating tasks. It's about automating our own evolution, you know, always looking for ways to become better, smarter, more caring versions of ourselves.
And who knows, maybe along the way, we'll find that the real power of AI isn't just about being more efficient or productive, but about helping us unlock our own human potential and build a future that's both successful and truly humane.
That's a powerful thought to end on. Thanks for joining us on this exploration of AI-driven automation. We hope you've learned some valuable things, feel inspired to streamline your own work and life, maybe even make a difference in the world around you.
And remember, the future may be automated, but it's our job to make it human.
Until next time,